Something bigger this month is calling you up and forward. It is time to level up. The world needs you, and it needs you without this pattern. You will be a better person in your life, in your relationships, and in the people that you serve when you can release this pattern. And that is the challenge that is before you this month. That is what you are being called to. Hello, welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. Thank you so much for being with me here today. I'm really excited to share this month's energy update with you. Every month, I share these monthly energy updates with the four themes that you are most likely to encounter this month on your personal transformation journey. And I give you insights and tools to know how to deal with these themes and this energy. This is a very transformative month, as is pretty much every month in this year. If you haven't listened to the yearly energy update, you can catch that. That is episode 106. Be sure to listen to that as well. Now, something super exciting happening this month. This month, I'm going to be doing a drawing for some lucky winner to win a one-on-one magic session with me. These are like the most powerful one-on-one sessions that you will ever experience in your life. I love doing these magic sessions. People walk away from magic sessions just completely mind blown, full of life, full of excitement, full of confidence. If you want to win a one-on-one magic session with me, all you have to do to be entered in is to leave a 5-star written review on Apple. You can see a link for how to do that in the show notes below. Also, if you leave a 5-star review on Spotify and you screenshot that and send me the screenshot to @StephanieZellerSpeaks on Instagram, you will also be entered to win. So you can actually get 2 entries to win a one-on-one magic session with me if you leave a 5-star review on both Spotify and Apple. That is all you have to do to win. If you listen to the show and you love it anyways, you might as well leave a review and get entered in to win a one-on-one magic session with me. Be sure to hit subscribe or follow the show if you haven't already. And as you're listening, if you feel like this particular episode could help somebody that you know this month, be sure to pass it along to them. I have some life-changing courses available for you. You can find those at thetransformationschool.com or just check out the show notes below. I end up working with so many podcast listeners. You guys are my absolute favorite people to work with, because if you love the show, you are going to love my courses. Oh my gosh. It takes all this information, puts it into experiential wisdom so that you can start living into a new paradigm, life and career, and start creating so much magic in your life. Be sure to check out all of my courses at thetransformationschool.com. So without further ado, let's get into this monthly energy update. Enjoy. September of 2024, we made it through August. I don't know about you, but August felt like a very, very long month to me, and I am feeling like a new person at the end of that month. I wonder if you are feeling like a different person at the end of August than you were at the beginning as well. Hopefully you listened to the August energy update, but if you didn't, I actually think that it is worth a listen, because September is in a huge way an extension of August. It's kind of like we are just continuing those themes while introducing a couple of new ones. And yeah, there's just definitely an amplification of some of the messaging that was coming through in August. So I think it's worth a listen. I also would suggest that you listen to the 2024 energy update. And you can find that by listening to episode 106. That is a recap of the 2024 energy update themes. The reason I suggest that if you haven't listened to it, especially recently, is because we're really, really going to start feeling those themes. We were starting to feel them much stronger in July and August, but September, October, November, December, they are going to be on fire. So familiarize yourself with those two episodes, episode 106 and 107. Both of those will inform September and the rest of the year. So the overarching theme that I have received for September is keep going. And again, this is an extension from August. So in August, you took off your old crab shell. There was a part of you that you were really shifting out of. And for the large majority of August, you were kind of walking around without a crab shell on. And there could have been a hint of vulnerability, oftentimes a little bit of confusion and disorientation when we're in between crab shells like that. And then at the end of August, you most likely started putting a new crab shell on. Well, September is going to be a continuation of that. So you're still learning about who this new you is. You're still figuring it out, and you are still going through a deep, very cathartic process of self-discovery. So this month, we are going to keep moving. We're going to keep moving forward and keep reinforcing the new foundation, the new crab shell that we have put on. It is also a month of a building momentum. So to me, energetically, it feels like a swell. So there's this big swell energy that's building up, and it feels like it's building up relatively slowly. Nonetheless, it does feel like a swell. And I just want to also note that I'm feeling a lot of energy of just fire and water this month. And that is going to be felt both in your life, metaphorically speaking, but I think also in the collective and potentially in the world in terms of, you know, maybe even some natural disasters, like the mix of fire and water. So keep an eye out for that. You know, hurricane season is approaching, but yeah, I'm really feeling this interesting blend of both fire and water. And I think that we're going to feel that in our personal lives, but we're also going to see it out in the world, both metaphorically and literally. So just something to be aware of and keep in mind. The other thing that I just want to note that September is huge for, and I think that it's probably the most important month out of the entire year for, is September is a month to break your patterns. This is coming in so strong, and it's layered in the themes that we're going to go through. But if there are things in your life that you find you just keep repeating, or you keep experiencing over and over and over again, and potentially maybe even you're considering yourself like unlucky, or you just notice that you have patterns that you keep repeating, or situations that keep presenting themselves, like the same kind of person keeps showing up in your life, or you look at it as bad luck, but it's like it keeps happening to you over and over and over again. You are playing a role in that situation. 100% of the time, there's like something you're doing, even if it's very small, that is contributing to you experiencing the same thing over and over again. And this month is a really critical threshold for you to stop that pattern, for you to create some sort of internal shift or transformation and a behavioral change that will finally stop you from experiencing that pattern over and over and over again. And you're going to have extra strength, actually, to do that, to stop this pattern. And we're going to go through that in the themes. But I just wanted to call your attention to it right here from the start, that it's a really powerful, important month to break patterns that do not serve you. So keeping that in mind, let's go ahead and dive into the themes. Theme number one for September of 2024 is new possibilities coming forward. Will you open your eyes to see them? This month, you will experience new guidance and direction. You may experience a few surprise shakeups. Some may be so small that you may not even notice, and others, for some of you, they may be pretty huge, but some shakeups are possible. This month, it's as though your metaphorical path, your path in life, splits off into several different directions, and you now get to choose the new path for you. So the question is, will you stay on the path that you've been on, or will you head in a new direction? So each opportunity you have to do something different, to make a different decision, small or large, to say yes to something new, you're stepping onto a new path, which will eventually lead to a new outcome and a new you. Now, here's a really important thing. You may not see these new possibilities if you aren't looking for them. And this is so important. This is so important. I can't emphasize this enough. When you are in your habitual day in, day out activities, in a big way, your brain kind of goes to sleep, like it shuts down. And when that happens, we often miss the magic around us. We miss new possibilities. We miss new opportunities. We miss the potential that our life could actually be. So I want you to say to yourself, new possibilities are available for me this month. Right now, like say this to yourself, new possibilities are available for me this month. I commit to opening my eyes, my ears, and my heart to seeing them. And if you make that proclamation, if you say that out loud, then I think there's a very good chance that you will catch at least one or two of them that are just floating by you. Because you will most certainly receive new opportunities or new possibilities or new insights. But again, this month does require that you be essentially looking for them and be open to them in order for you to catch them. So they may not be like super, super obvious. They may not, you know, smack you upside the head, but nevertheless, they're there. So they're just more subtle in most cases. So you want to keep your eyes, your heart, your ears open to them. And if you do, you will see them. So you want to go into this month thinking, how should I choose this month? When will the paths diverge? What opportunities are leading me in new directions? What opportunities or possibilities do I have that could potentially result in a new outcome, a new life, a new me? And again, it doesn't mean like your whole life is going to drastically change, but you have the opportunity this month to step onto a new path that will improve your life for the better. So keeping your eyes open to what those possibilities might be, and just noticing like, oh, is this moment one of those moments where I can kind of shut down and just keep doing everything the same way that I've always been doing it and continue along the same old path? Or is this a moment where the paths diverge and I can step onto the new path, which will lead me to a more magical life with different outcomes? Theme one, new possibilities coming forward. Will you open your eyes to see them? Let's take a big deep breath into that through your nose. And a big exhale out of your mouth. Theme number two, stop going round and round and round again. Notice where you have patterns that keep repeating. This month, they will come into clearer view. In order to move past them, you must be willing to move through a time and period of discomfort. You may feel like you're losing something, but what are you losing really besides what no longer suits you? Anytime we break a pattern and move away from an old version of us or an old version of doing something, it can feel like a loss. It can feel like a loss to our body. But here's the thing, and this is so important. This is so important. When it feels like a loss, when grief is coming up, when you find yourself gripping, when it's hard to make that change, when it's hard to break the pattern, you have to stop and you have to ask yourself this very critical question. What am I really losing here? Because like 9.999 times out of 10, the only thing you're losing is your suffering and an outdated version of you. The thing is that our nervous system wants what is comfortable. That's all it wants. Our nervous system wants from us what is familiar. But sometimes we are living in a familiar hell, okay? Like sometimes we get so used to living in a familiar hell because our nervous system is so used to that, that to live in that familiar hell can feel at times less triggering than stepping out and looking towards a new heaven. So just because it's familiar, just because you've lived with it forever, does not mean that it's meant for you. The universe, God, your higher power, whatever you believe in, is not going to let you settle. And if you are feeling a lack of peace, dissatisfaction, suffering in any shape or form, then the universe is trying to redirect you to something new, something more expansive, something more amazing, more magic. It's trying to redirect you to your peace and joy again. When we're being redirected, again, we can grip and we can resist changing things because we're so used to it. Again, it's like the familiar hell. And our nervous system gets triggered when we want to do something new. But again, you have to ask yourself, what am I clinging to here? What do I think I'm actually losing? Am I just losing a familiar hell? This month with theme number 2, you want to notice where and how certain actions you've been taking have been leading you into low grade or acute suffering. Like, what am I doing that's actually creating suffering for me? That's creating a little bit of anxiety. That's not bringing me cup overflowing joy. Boredom and mediocrity is suffering. If you're not lit up, then that is its own form of suffering, right? Just living like a mediocre life where you're like, it's fine, where you're saying, you find yourself saying it's fine a lot, is a form of suffering. So, little questions to ask yourself here. Are you not working out? Are you drinking often? Are you avoiding doing the things that you know will make you feel better or lift you up? There is something in your life that needs attention, and you have to face what you're not facing. It's the only way to move forward. And listen, I know this is scary. This messaging is for us all. I'm going to have to face something in September. We're all going to have to face something, but the only way to move forward and break free from the suffering is to face the suffering. And as this year continues, this is why I want you to listen to the 2024 Energy Update, episode 106. As this year continues, it will only get more painful for you if you don't do interpersonal work to transform the pattern. The things that we've been able to avoid in past years, the more deep-seated issues that we have been avoiding and that have actually been causing us suffering, the painful issues that we're not looking at, the things that we're not emotionally processing, all of that that we've been avoiding over the past several years, they are going to be more pronounced this year. And the longer you wait to address those issues, the more painful it will feel to you. So this month is a beautiful opportunity for you to start looking at those issues. And, you know, you don't have to do this alone. Find support, whether that be in the form of a therapist. Of course, you can reach out to me. I have one-on-one magic sessions, which are seriously like so life-changing, even just one magic session. You can sign up for those in the show notes, or you can find them at thetransformationschool.com. I also have very, very deeply supportive coaching and courses that you can find at thetransformationschool.com. If you don't know how to face whatever it is that you need facing, then find support to help you. But this month, real work is required. Superficial solutions won't work for you. And by superficial solutions, I mean possibly doing things that are distracting you, or just hoping the problem goes away on its own, or sometimes certain quote healing modalities are also superficial solutions. Like oftentimes I see people using meditation thinking that that is going to solve their problems, and that is just a superficial solution. Sometimes I see people working out thinking that is going to help their problem, and that is just a superficial solution. In some cases, even going to therapy can be a superficial solution if all you're doing is like cognitive behavioral therapy or talk therapy. I'm not saying those two things are inherently bad, but what you want to ask yourself is like, are these things getting to the root cause of my suffering? And you know if they are, if those solutions are giving you enormous relief. Is the talk therapy giving you enormous relief? Is the cognitive behavioral therapy giving you enormous relief? Is the working out or meditating giving you enormous relief? And I don't mean just for a few hours after you do them or a day after you do them. I mean permanently. If they're not, then you need different solutions. You need real work. So go deep, do the real work required. And I say this with so much love, but just listening to podcast episodes, just journaling is in general not the real work. You will not find permanent shifts by just reading books or listening to podcast episodes. I mean, it just doesn't happen. There's a difference between having knowledge in your head versus having wisdom, versus living the things that you are learning, versus digging really deep. And that's what we help you do at the Transformation School. So you can find all of that at thetransformationschool.com. Go deep, do the real work required. This month offers you a powerful opportunity to finally step onto the new path forward. So theme number two, stop going round and round and round again. Notice where you have patterns that keep repeating. This month, they will come into clearer view. And that's something I just want to pause on before we close out theme number two, is in the past, you may have noticed that things weren't feeling the way you wanted them to feel in your life. You weren't as happy as you wanted to be, or it felt like, man, I just keep dealing with this problem over and over again, and I don't know why. The pattern, the behavioral pattern, or the pattern that is happening in your life will become more obvious to you. And you don't have to work for this, especially if you've been doing personal transformation work. It will just become more obvious. But then you have to make a choice, which is where the rest of theme number two comes in. In order to move past them, you must be willing to move through a time and period of discomfort. You may feel like you're losing something, but what are you losing really besides what no longer suits you? Something bigger this month is calling you up and forward. It is time to level up. The world needs you, and it needs you without this pattern. You will be a better person in your life, in your relationships, and in the people that you serve when you can release this pattern. And that is the challenge that is before you this month. That is what you are being called to. So let's breathe into that. Go ahead and take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and an exhale out of your mouth. Theme number three is finally the strength to move forward. Finally, the strength to move forward. There will be a newfound fire in you. Once you've made the decision this month to do something different and stop repeating patterns, you will also find an inner resolve and determination to go the distance with your new path forward. This month, there is a fortification of the strength you've been building that now exists within you, especially if it's something you've been struggling with for a while. So if there's like I know my students in my courses, there are certain patterns and things that they've been facing or self-limiting beliefs that they've been working on, and they've been working towards breaking free from those things. This month, there's like a fortification that has been established. There is a strength, there is a fire that has built up. And you're going to have that extra fire to break through. It's almost like there's a hint of ease to it, actually. And this is the thing that I absolutely love about September, is it's like where you've struggled to assert yourself before, you won't struggle with quite so much this month moving forward. You just have a new power behind you. Again, especially if you've been doing the work, especially if you've been doing interpersonal work, personal transformation work. This month, you're going to find like a new kind of breakthrough energy where I'm not saying it's not going to be sticky or difficult or that, you know, you won't have to go move through some emotions, but you will be able to move forward onto a new path and break through those old patterns with a greater ease than you ever have before. And here's the key to that, though. Here's really the key to unlocking theme number three, which is finally the strength to move forward, is you have to decide first. You have to decide that you're going to break the pattern first in order for that to be unlocked. So you'll find the strength only after you've decided. If you are still stuck in repeating the old patterns, you won't have access to the strength inside of you. So you have to leap first. You have to make the decision to change something, and that action alone actually unlocks the strength inside of you. Just make the decision. It's a little bit like an I'm done moment. You have to just get to that point where you're like, I'm sick of this. And you may even feel sick of yourself. You may feel sick of the pattern. You may feel sick of the other people involved in your patterns. You may feel sick of something in your life, and you're just like, ugh, I'm done with this. And you're going to feel all of a sudden like this fire underneath you, this energy, this fuel, And then you're going to feel more assertive and more powerful and more confident to move through this thing that you are facing. Yes, maybe a little bit uncomfortable, but you can do it. It's time. Like, it is definitely time. And that's what you're going to be tapping into this month. So let's take a big deep breath into that. Big breath through your nose. And a slow exhale out. Theme number 4, you can't control the tide. Trust the change and trust in the timing of things. When you find yourself overwhelmed this month, get out of your mind by getting into your body. Move your body and breathe. Everything is temporary, including whatever is changing for you at this time. You have the strength. Just keep moving forward. Keep going. Physical activity is paramount this month. Physical activity and getting outside are your medicine for the month. Moving your body and getting out of your mind. And reminding yourself that you have the strength to move forward at this time. So any time that we move out of our familiar hell and we move into something new, we try something new, we try to break a pattern, we take that new path forward. Anytime we're essentially doing anything new at all, it can trigger our nervous system. And when our nervous systems get triggered, we're going to be doing two things. One, we're going to be wanting to rush things. We want things to move forward quickly. We want to get out of the discomfort. And number two, we're going to be overthinking things. We're going to be thinking, trying to figure all the things out because we have taken a few steps down the new path and then we're going to want to know what happens 10, 20, 30 steps ahead. You can't rush things. Everything happens in perfect timing. You can't control the tide. You can't control this. So what do you do? If you can't control everything, what do? You drop out of the overthinking mind and you get into your body. You move your body. You get out into nature. You take big, deep breaths. Maybe you activate your creativity and do something really creative this month. But you essentially have to get out of your overthinking mind because it is just not serving you. Whenever we break patterns, it can trigger, like I said, all of these things. And the way through that is to get out of your mind into your body. So maybe you try some new physical activities this month. I think sometimes when we are trying to get out of our mind and into our body and we are trying to just be in the present moment, novelty is a great hack for that. So maybe you do something new and fun and spontaneous littered throughout the month to help just kind of break the tension in your mind and body and move through it. Because here's the thing, you have the strength. You have the fire, you have the strength, but you can't control the tide. So just ask yourself, what can I do to trust myself, keep moving forward, keep breaking these patterns, step onto the new path, but get out of my mind so that I'm not clutching and gripping and trying to control every little thing? What can I do to have fun and to just get into my body and breathe? Maybe you do some breath work, you sign up for a new class, you try a new kind of physical activity, you go take a painting class, you go go-karting, you go putt-putting, whatever it is that you can do to just drop into your body, that is what you need to do this month. Let's take a big deep breath into theme number 4. And an exhale out. Let's tie these themes together. Theme number 1, new possibilities coming forward. Will you open your eyes to see them? Theme number 2, stop going round and round and round again. Notice where you have patterns that keep repeating. This month, they will come into clearer view. In order to move past them, you must be willing to move through a time and period of discomfort. You may feel like you're losing something, but what are you losing really besides what no longer suits you? Theme number 3, finally, the strength to move forward. And theme number 4, you can't control the tide. Trust the change and trust in the timing of things. When you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, get out of your mind by getting into your body. Move your body and breathe. Everything is temporary, including whatever is changing for you at this time. You have the strength. Just keep moving forward. Keep going. If you know of somebody else that is going through a transitional time, or they're trying to break through a pattern this month, or you see them changing and evolving and you would like to give them a little bit of extra support, pass this episode along to them. And if anybody right now as you're listening just drops into your mind, pass this episode along to them as well. We never know. We never know what somebody is going through and how an episode like this could really, really support them and help them and reorient them so that they can keep going this month just like you. Now, as we close here, I want to remind you of something. I want to remind you of how strong you are. I want to remind you of the fire that you have inside. I want to remind you that it's time for you to break this pattern. I want to remind you that you've already stepped into a new version of you. You already did that in August, and now you are just building up some really, really beautiful momentum with this version. This version is becoming so bright, so magnetic, but in order for this version to really become integrated and fortified, we have to continue shedding the old things that are slowing us down and that are causing us suffering. It is time to live a life of bigger magic. And you are so ready, aren't you? You are so ready. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you weren't ready for more magic in your life. So keep going. Don't slow down. Keep moving forward. Trust in your own strength and wisdom. It's time to break through and be the new you.